This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, November 25th, in the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to their preliminary agenda, Michigan State University Extension educator Chris Swartzendruber is expected to provide an update on the program. And then the commissioners will conduct a public hearing at 9:20 a.m. for the proposed 2026 budget. Following the hearing, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a new workstation for the court office and a new vehicle for the sheriff's department. Commissioners are also expected to approve the expense of converting one of the water fountains in the county building to include a water bottle filling station and employ a seasonal part-time worker for the ice arena. And the Sebring Fire Department responded to a fire about 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Besides the Sebring Fire Department, the Sebring Ambulance and Sebring Police were dispatched for a fully engulfed garage and pole barn fire in the 300 block of East Main Street, a half block off of M-25. The Sebring Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call and with a fast attack on the fire, were able to keep it from extending to a home mere 6 feet from the garage, according to information from the Sebring Police Department. While fighting the blaze, the Sebring Fire Department received mutual aid assistance from the Owendale Fire Department and the ACW Unionville Fire Department. Also, the Michigan State Police assisted Sebring Police with traffic control at scene. The garage and the contents, which included an antique tractor, were a total loss. The fire departments were able to clear the scene at approximately 10:30 a.m. There were no injuries, noted Chief Steve Repke. And the Can Council Great Lakes Bay Region's actively working to prevent child abuse and neglect throughout Huron County and surrounding area by offering a range of programs, workshops, and volunteer opportunities for families and community members. Their services include children's advocacy centers, which provide safe environments for children subject to abuse, and educational initiatives on child abuse prevention, personal safety, and parenting skills. The council also supports families through resources such as the baby pantry and conducts workshops like Talking About Touching for young students to promote body safety and abuse prevention. In partnership with local authorities and professionals, they offer forensic interviews and medical examinations for children in a child-friendly environment, minimizing trauma during investigations. Can Council invites community members to participate by volunteering as court-appointed special advocates known as CASA. That's for children in the court system, and they have 10 new CASA volunteers positions that are needed to be filled in Huron County, and training is scheduled for January. Anyone suspecting abuse is urged to call Michigan's Confidential Child Abuse Hotline at 855-444-3911 or in urgent cases, 911. And you can find more information and links to the CAN Council and the programs it offers at thumbnet.net. And we'll return right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. If you're in the market for some larger, more capable, or just different transportation, it's time for you to shop at Al Hansen Motors. Starting off with a few SUVs this week, I have a 2022 Jeep Renegade that's like new with only 18,000 miles. It's four-wheel drive and still covered by the original factory powertrain warranty. It's like buying certified pre-owned, but without the markup. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV, I have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's fully loaded and only has 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,980. And if you need a truck for a fair price, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado Z71. It's an LT with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and the off-road and towing packages. It has 73,000 miles. You can take it home for just $29,880. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car in our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we have one obituary this morning. John Carl Leiprant, age 100, of Southgate, formerly of Pigeon, passed away November 22nd. He was born May 10th, 1925, in Pigeon, Michigan, and he married Mary Mitten on March 3rd, 1951. He's survived by his daughters Esther, Karen, and Patty, his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. A funeral service for John will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 29th at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until time of service. Memorials may be made to the Gideons International or Hayes United Methodist Church, and the family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back with a look at more news. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say new peace talks in Geneva have led to a tangible progress after both sides created an updated negotiating framework aimed at ending Russia's occupation. While details are scarce, both countries stress the evolving nature of the proposal and commit to continued discussion, acknowledging that key issues remain and must be ultimately weighed by Russian leadership. Uruguay's recent presidential election concluded with Yamandu Orsi emerging victorious after a strong second-round showing. Orsi's win is hailed by supporters as a signal of change and stability as the country looks ahead to new leadership focused on economic development and social reforms over his 2025 to 2030 term. And that's been a look at your news. Brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler, McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
It's our Black Friday sales event at McKenzie Jewelers. Now through November 30th, check out these incredible savings on our lab-grown diamond solitaire rings. Get a 2-carat oval-cut lab-grown diamond ring for just $2,999. How about a 3-carat oval-cut lab-grown diamond ring for just $3,749? We have special pricing on lab-grown diamond stud earrings, our quarter-carat starting at only $259, with sizes going through 3-carat total weight, all at huge savings. We also have sterling silver or gold plate link-style bracelets, your choice, only $69. Our Pandora jewelry is up to 50% off. It's Black Friday sales now through November 30th at Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.